Enough of those to know better. Joe had met a lot of strange creatures at Fuzzbee's Diner. Fuzzbee's was a cafe for hungry monsters, and it served the best chips anywhere. Joe had discovered the monster diner hidden down a spooky alley behind a magic door. It was owned by Fuzzbee Bixington, a big green friendly monster who had offered Joe a job. Joe helped to serve the monster customers and cook the disgusting food they loved to eat. He was the only Who Man, as they called him, who had ever found the diner, and he'd been having loads of adventures with Fuzzbee and his monster friends ever since. Ring! Much to Joe's relief, the school bell rang. He quickly dodged Grace's fat hands as she tried to grab him and rushed out of the school gates. I bet Fuzzbee never got the back of his head flicked by a rubber band, thought Joe, as he ran down the alley to the familiar red door of Fuzzbee's Diner with its bright neon sign. But when the door opened, it wasn't Fuzzbee who greeted him, but a large, furry yellow monster with one big eye and a pair of horns. "Hello, Joe," it said cheerily, just like Fuzzbee normally did. Was Fuzzbee wearing a costume, dressing up as another monster? Joe was confused until a green furry face appeared over the other monster's shoulder, grinning happily. It was the real Fuzzbee, in his striped apron, waving a spatula dripping with bubbling brown grease.
"Hello, Joe," he said. "I see you've met my cousin, Zuffbee. He's here for a visit."
The diner wasn't too busy, so Joe and Zuffbee sat down at one of the tables while Fuzzbee continued cooking. They sat next to the Guzzlins, a family of little rock monsters who were regulars at Fuzzbee's. The Guzzlins were slurping their favourite Pongleberry and Gurglefish milkshake and giggling whenever little Lemmy Guzzlin burped purple bubbles from drinking too quickly.
"I've heard all about you, Joe," said Zuffbee,
with the same cheery grin as his cousin.
"Fuzzbee tells me you're the key ingredient for the smooth running of the diner."
"After me, of course," came a gruff voice.
A four-eyed creature with tentacles slithered onto the chair next to Joe. It was Barry, the diner's cat. He didn't look like a cat, but no one was going to argue with Barry, as he liked arguing, and he was very good at it.
"I taught Joe everything he knows," Barry said importantly, and gave Joe a look that dared him to say otherwise.
"Maybe you can teach Fuzzbee a thing or two about cooking," said Zuffbee, with a wink, or possibly a blink.
It was difficult to tell when a monster only had one eye. Fuzzbee pretended to look cross for a second. Then they both roared with laughter. Joe glanced up at the day's specials displayed on a board on the wall. Today's specials: caterpillar jelly and chips, greasy blotch burger and chips, sausage hairball and chips, cheese on toes and chips, fungus fritters and chips, octopus eggs and chips. Joe didn't think that Fuzzbee needed any lessons on how to cook, especially if you like to eat things that came out of jars labelled revolting, extra hairy, and possibly poisonous. "Do you cook as well?" asked Joe.
"We're all cooks in the Bixington family," explained Fuzzbee. "Zuffbee runs a sandwich shop in Monster World. Zuffbee's Mega Monster Sandwich Emporium, to be precise," the big yellow monster said proudly. "There's nothing that goes on between two slices of bread that I don't know about. Though my favourite sandwich is the BLT.
"Bacon, lettuce and tomato," said Joe, surprised. Monsters didn't normally go in for Who-Man food.
"No, bog slime, lice and toadwort," said Zuffbee. "With the crusts cut off to make them nice and posh. I'm also quite partial to sneeze and pickle, spawn mayonnaise, and peanut butter and jelly."